Oh, we are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1 on this, you know, this weekend between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises, but it is the, it's that period between the holidays.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would call that.
I'm considering it the Oasis Weekend.
It's Oasis Weekend.
Oasis. Just picture yourself surrounded by palm trees.
Oh, yeah.
Your feet are in the hot sand. You got a cold drink in your
hand. Or the hot tub.
I don't know where the cold drink came from in the desert, but anyways. Or hot tub. Yeah, you could be right. Could have snowflakes coming down around you. But
who
we
cares?
Got pretty mild weather.
You're in the
right
hot tub.
Now.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
You know, we're getting some cold nights and some warmer days, which is nice. But if you're in that hot tub, you might have got it put in by Reliable Enterprises.
Because, oh.
Reliable is
an
outstanding contractor, and I'm telling
they
you
have to be the sponsor of this segment.
They are the sponsor of this segment, and Reliable Enterprises wants you to know that your house can be your dream house. You just need to call Reliable and have them do it for you, whether it's a vault room or a security room.
They can make them a panic room, a full-blown
exactly.
panic room, or a vault room where it's built in as opposed to buying yep. a big safe. Make the safe the built-in part of your house.
It's exciting to think about these things because they can transform your house into exactly what you need. Last weekend, right before Christmas, I spent all day Sunday trying to fix my windows that I didn't say yes to Jeremy this year for, because Reliable is going to do all new windows in my house.
Yep.
And we put it off another year because of Jake's issues and stuff.
We're sure.
Just not blaming it on by any means. I'm just saying that we did it because
you had other things going on.
It wasn't the right time.
Just
you
not
know?
The time.
Not the right time. So I went around and I caulked and cleaned and worked on all my windows, but I did it on a day when the wind chill was nasty. You know, it was like, well, it was easy to find the leaks. And I use a clear adhesive caulk and I seal those leaks around the windows and the house is warmer because of it. Had I had all new windows put in, Jeremy would have done all that.
Right.
I would have been able to do more things on that Sunday. So it's all about time management, especially on these Oasis weekends where it's right here between the holidays. What else are you going to do? Do you want to go shopping? Maybe you want to get out in the woods, do some hunting, spend some time outdoors with the family, take the kids out and teach them how to shoot. Whatever it is, if you are going to go hunting, I want you to get out and check the DNR website because you got to know when the seasons start and when they end. You don't want to get in the middle and get screwed up out there and think, I got three squirrels in my pouch and or a partridge or whatever you have, and you don't have the right license or that hunting season's expired. So be very mindful of our Department of Natural Resources controls the stuff for the state of Michigan. They have like the same powers as Michigan State Police. You do not want to screw up. You don't want to lose your rights. And that's the most important thing. You know, you could maybe not hunt for a year, but if you lose your rights for 5 years or you can't hunt for 5 years, something like that, that would be terrible.
What can you hunt right now?
Because there was an oversight. Well, there's still actually, you can still go out and harvest deer right now.
Okay.
Until the 13th of January, or 12th or 13th of January, I believe, you got to
double check the website.
But you've got, so deer, most of it's antlerless, but if you have, up until New Year's, if you're still bow hunting, you can still fill your tags if you have them for antlered deer, if you mm-hmm. so desire. I believe, you just double check, these rules are... They're not made for people with mentalities like mine. They're made for people that are more in the law profession. So you got to be very careful. But whatever you got to do, if you do get a deer, remember to register it. Go to the DNR website. Hopefully it's working properly. It didn't work good for me this year at all. Register that deer kill right where you're at. Do it from your smartphone right then. And I hope you have a good time. But if you're going out small game hunting, all the better. I know Jeremy from Reliable. We were just talking about coyote hunting this week, and
that's a pretty extensive season.
It is. It goes for months. It goes all the way to March. So okay. It's a and then really used to be open year round with coyote, but they've closed it for coyote birthing, which makes no sense to me because we still have a plethora of coyotes out there.
Yeah,
just tons of them running around. We've now got mountain lion spottings all over Michigan. We've
yeah.
got lots of predators out there. So predators meaning like bobcats. There's lots of big cats around Michigan right now. These mild winters, I think, are just working out good for them.
Do we have wolves?
We have wolves. And it's that's
that just
what
the
I
UP?
Wish we, no, that's what I wish we didn't have. I ran into my first wolf in Manistee National Forest, believe it or not, over 20 years ago. Walked up to me, and it was the size of a Shetland pony. It was a
They're
huge
big.
Wolf. Had a collar on it, and so it was one that the DNR had planted or some organization had put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was chasing three does. Does weren't running past me. I said, oh, the buck will be coming along here at any time.
Nope.
And it was a big wolf. And it stood, I had my bow. I drew down on it because I thought maybe it's a coyote. But then it turned sideways. And I thought, that thing is huge. It was a wolf. And it turned and walked right away from me. It apparently I startled enough to it. It gave up on those does it was chasing. Who knows? There might have been six more wolves there. I didn't see them, but there was one. I haven't heard much about packs of wolves in southern Michigan in the lower peninsula.
But where there's one, there's more.
In the UP, my friends that hunt up there just say it's ridiculous how many wolves there are. Then it's just slaughtering the deer herds. Why we're allowing it to happen? We killed off wolves for a reason. We killed off coyotes for a reason. We shoot rodents for a reason because in Tombstone, you can't live with bugs, Wyatt. You know, you shouldn't live with bugs. And these animals, when kids start getting snatched, and they do, they just never makes the news.
Pets
of course, your dogs and cats and sheep and goats. A lot of people raising goats nowadays. The wolves are terrible on them. And so are the coyotes. Coyotes kill so many deer, it's hard to believe. So we've been killing coyotes for years. I have a group of people that I work with that hunt coyotes all the time, including Jeremy from Reliable, and kill every single one they see, and they still just keep coming back. Noisy. They will keep me up at my house, and I live in the city of Flushing.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the night, they're so loud. Hard to believe how many there are. So remember, you can get a hold of Reliable at 429-6957. That's 810-429-6957. All of my sponsors, of course, you can get to from the GSS.com. Now,
what about bear?
Bear are even right here. I drove past a spot today on the way to the station where there was a bear sighting like 4 years ago right in Flint Township.
Mm-hmm.
So there are bear down here, too. They just saw one in Clio. There was one seen in Clio. The lowest I've ever seen one was around Midland. So they're here.
Are they protected in Michigan?
Well, there's a very tight season on them.
Tight window, that's what I thought.
Tight window, but bear hunting is allowed. Used to be when you got a deer hunting license back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
If you got a deer hunting license, you could also kill a bear with it.
Okay.
So it was almost like the old rule that if you're in the woods and you see a cat or a dog, you kill it because they're feral or they're running loose. But that's gone by the wayside as well. So there's a lot of things about hunting that you need to study and work on. But this little break here between the deep freeze and who knows what's next, because we had a cold December.
Yeah, we did.
It made me not want to hunt at all. So thank God that we're having this little warm up right now. So we appreciate it. Just a break in that very, very cold weather. So now with small game season, we're halfway through small game season. I wanted to start talking about 10/22s more because last week we touched on Ruger 10/22s being such a hot topic, 62 years old now, and they've just come out with some beautiful new models, and one really caught my eye. It's the carbon fiber model. I did my version of this 25 years ago. The Ruger 10/22 carbon fiber is now available on the market, and this thing's got basically everything you need. This rifle weighs 3 pounds, 8 ounces. The barrel let me just explain it right like they say from Ruger. Based around the perfect 10/22 action with the 16.13-inch barrel, it's a right-hand twist, 1-in-16 radius twist, carbon fiber wrapped around a cold hammer-forged stainless steel barrel with a threaded end with half 28 threads, easy fit for, you know, any brand of suppressor that's good for 22s. And according to American Rifleman, the American Rifleman magazine from the NRA, it's pretty darn accurate. 50-yard groups of 1.1 inch. Depends on the ammo you use. But the better the ammo, the tighter the group. Even with some match-grade ammo, they got it down very, very tight, like 3/4-inch groups. But averaging 1.12 at 50 yards, that's outstanding for a .22 rifle. Think of 1.12 inches wide, that's smaller than a squirrel's head. So if you're squirrel hunting, it's a good head shooter. So I don't mean to be morbid while you're drinking your coffee, but I'm honest. So helping with the accuracy is a lot of things that they put into this rifle, like the BX trigger system. They are absolutely excellent. We've probably bought 5 or 6 of these and have them in several of our 10-22s. They are a entire self-contained trigger unit that pops in the gun. You can get them between $69 and $89. Pops into the gun, and it gives you an immediate improvement in trigger that is just top-notch. It will fit in your 10-22, and it'll just make all the difference in the world in how accurately you can shoot. Now, all in all, it's all based around that awesome 10-22 magazine, that rotary magazine that's been with the gun since it came out in 1964. And then this one's got a Magpul stock. And with that carbon fiber barrel, this is just a tack driver. It has MSRP of like $649. But as always, just wait, there's more. Now, this one has no iron sights. But it could be yours. Go get one. If they don't have it in stock at Williams, get it ordered. And let me know if you've already got yours. This is a beautiful gun. I've got basically the same thing, but I bought it in pieces, and I spent a lot more than $649 to get it. And you know who needs that? Is my good buddy Joe Dirt needs that.
He needs quite a bit, though.
He needs a lot. He might even need some help. Oh, there's Joe Dirt now. He's in the studio with us. How you doing, Joseph?
Doing great.
Good. Good to see you, my friend.
Nice to see you.
Did you bring us any sausage or jerky?
Not for you.
Well, we'll stay here. You go back home and bring us some. Yeah. Deer Slayer Joe is his second name.
You came in at the wrong time. Your segment was last one.
Yeah.
I never was very
Joe Dirt segment was last one, yeah.
Well, we got to go to commercial break. We're glad to have Joe Dirt in the house with us. So, hang on tight. We'll be back with a lot more of the Gunsmith Show.
It's the Gunsmiths here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back after this.